This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind, in association with Strange Company, presents Bleeding of the Hedges, Arc 1. The City of Roses, written by Carol Foley.
So, how do I find this flute?
You will find Syrinx when you are looking for your way.
My way where?
Your way in the world.
I've been looking for that my entire life.
No. You've been looking for a way to blend in and fade into the masses. Your path is not the path of some common human. You are not a human. You are a demigod.
This is why I can't fit in. No matter how normal I try to be, there's always something!
Yes, and it is these deviations that give you comfort. Tell me, who is your closest friend?
Daniel, but that doesn't mean...
On its own, this fact may mean nothing. But you have been talking with me for hours. Why haven't you been trying to find your way back to your school?
I hate that school.
To your human father, then?
Because I don't know the way!
Why haven't you asked me the way?
Because...
I will tell you. It is because I am part of your true home. You know this, and you feel this inside your very being. You lived for hundreds of years in Tir na n'Og as a babe. And the few years you have spent here cannot change the truth for you, Damiana. You are the daughter of Pan, and you are the future queen of the summer court.
Then what if I don't want to be queen?
It is your destiny. And no matter what path you take, it will find you.
The others will be arriving soon.
With the girl in tow.
Yes. Orange told them about your prisoners.
And they think they can stop me. Oh, this will be fun. Tell me, how long before her father arrives?
I'm not certain. I cannot see much further.
If your visions are fading, then you are of no more use to me.
No, please, let me go.
I heard a legend that the Iktomi can weave anything into a thread.
Please stop, you're hurting me.
Maybe I should weave your lips together. You talk too much these days, Ichi.
No, no, please.
I know what you told the girl, Ichi. She will not be the death of me, and neither will you. What's that? I can't understand you. You'll have to speak up.
This is a lot to handle.
It will all make sense in time. Soon you will find your path, and you will find Syrinx.
Why now?
The time has come for Tir na n'Og to return to this world. We can no longer survive in the crevice of reality. The mortal world and the magical world existed alongside one another in ancient times. As the world evolved, much of what once was faded into the shadows. Your father sent you into this world and into this time because your mother was human. You are the bridge between realities. As your presence awakens the magical world, it is our hope that mankind will accept.
My mother!
No bud! I've been looking all over for you.
Why didn't you ever tell me about my father? I didn't did you keep this from me?
It was for your own good.
Lying to me was for my own good? Between that and school, it seems like everything done for my own good is ruining my life. I'm leaving. Don't follow me!
Liniana, wait!
Is this the girl?
Who are you? Who are all of you, and what are you doing here?
We've been looking for you, little one.
To make sure you're safe.
She's only a child.
No, thank you. I don't need the moon memes. What happened? Don't worry about me, little girl. I'm just a big, fluffy puppy. See? See?
Ah! Monster! Get away from me!
Marcus! Shift out of wolf form, you idiot! You're scaring her!
What's wrong with ya?
Shh. Don't worry, dear. He is mostly harmless.
First that monster, then Eglantine, and now whatever you all are!
Go, Bud.
You! I trusted you! You've been lying to me my entire life!
Don't be angry with him. He was only following orders. The most important thing is that you're safe now.
We should get her somewhere safe. We don't need any more encounters with the locals.
I'll carry her on my back, and we can hurry back towards the city. And from there, back to the clans.
I can run on my own. And what do you mean, back to the clans?
We need...
Marcus, she is only a child. We can tell the elders that we must find another
way.
I will
not come back as a failure.
She doesn't know how to use her abilities.
Then she'll have to learn, won't she?
Don't start...
Shut up!
Right. I think I saw a pancake house back in town. Do you like chocolate chip pancakes?
You know what? Yes, I would like some pancakes. Bango, don't follow me. Stay here.
You coming along, monkey boy?
No, my future queen told me not to, and I must obey her.
Now, come on, man. She's just
you do things your way, but I'm not like you. I serve her loyally, and if she doesn't want me around, then I'm staying away until she does.
Suit yourself.
Take care of her.
Don't be too hard on yourself. The child will come around in time.
You all look a mess. What happened? Gave up on a camper trip? Traveling,
sir? No, just passing through.
Pardon me for being too forward, but it's rather early for a little girl like you to be out and about. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and the sun's not even out yet. Sorry. I don't mean to be nosing around in y'all's business, but those are some interesting costumes. Anyways, what can I get you this morning?
Yeah, 4 pancake breakfasts, 2 salads, a hamburger, and just keep the hot chocolates coming. So, dear, what brings you to a place like this?
The usual. Stepmothers, monsters. You?
Painting and satyrs.
You're a painter?
Of course I am. Why else would my car be filled with canvases?
Oh, I didn't notice.
You make money at it?
It's not about the money. Art is life. Without it, we're nothing more than dull creatures crawling miserably across the face of this scorched earth. Or maybe just an optimist. But I like to think there's something more.
You're so poetic.
You don't talk like most 8-year-olds.
Yeah? Well, I just found out I'm closer to 800, so I guess that counts for something.
What about your friend?
What friend?
Bango. You sent him away.
Who needs friends like that?
He was very worried about you.
Oh, let him worry then.
This sucks. Who's out there?
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
I thought you were...
Dead? Yeah, I get that a lot. What is a snack like you doing all alone out here? Aren't you afraid of things that go bump in the night?
I just bump back.
Sure you do, Scam. I'll tell you what. I'll be a sport and give you a 2-minute head start.
Why, you planning on racing me somewhere?
You're a funny one. Now run.
Maybe you should take some of your own advice.
Oh, fuck, that's bright!
Bright as the sun. Now, leave.
All right, I'm out of here. Until next time, monkey.
My lord.
Not now. Where is my daughter?
She ordered me to leave her.
She is in great danger.
Still?
Yes. I felt the creature that is hunting her, hunting me.
What can I do? I can't disobey her wishes.
Gather an army, and when you next see Damiana, give her this.
This is Syrinx. My lord, I will guard this with my life.
Thank you. You have served me well. Now, I am going to settle an old score.
Right, an army. You there! You! Yes, you! You look like you can handle your own. How would you like to join the service?
That's what zealots called Spire City. Tall, built to reach heaven and step foot on God's front porch. As much as I've come to know of this city, some might have even tried to kick the pearly gates in. But you know, labor strikes and all that. Makes for poor steel manufacturing. That leads me to where we find ourselves. The lower rings of the Spire City are filled with tall buildings like oil-dripped mountains pressed together. So the valleys are tight and sweaty, with acrid metallic steam hissing up from the street grates, and the occasional whiff of food or of a garden nearby if you're lucky enough to be standing but a few yards away from them. The sun hardly reaches us unless it's directly above, and even then, the crisscrossing monorail lines and hovercraft constantly blot out the light. It's funny. I always imagined God being able to pierce any darkness. But it seems he respects a man's choice if he holds up a hand to forbear. And here, we begin our tale.